Wasn't that a beautiful song? Oh, and a beautiful blending. It was so encouraging. Family affair. And son-in-law and mother-in-law. It's a real blessing. Well, let's look to the Lord once more, shall we, in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we are conscious in the fact that we need your help every single day of our lives. We trust in you, Lord, for everything. I trust in you for this message, and I pray that you will bring forth the word and hide me behind the cross, and we pray that the word will touch lives today for those who aren't saved and for those who are saved. And so we pray, Lord, that we come humbly to receive a portion from your word, to go home changed, to be different than when we came through the door, to draw closer to our Savior. It's in his precious name we pray. Amen. You know, there was a television program a number of years ago, back in 1988, before the Winter Olympics. The Olympics are coming up in the Summer Games in Paris this year. And it featured blind skiers. Can you believe this? Blind skiers who were being trained for slalom skiing, as impossible as that may sound. Paired with sighted skiers, the blind skiers were taught on the flat ground to make right and left turns. When that was mastered, they were taken to the slalom slope, and where their sighted partners skied beside them, shouting, "Left! Right!" As they obeyed the commands, they were able to negotiate the course and finish across the finish line. Depending solely on the sighted skiers, it was either complete trust or utter catastrophe. And what a vivid picture it is of how dependent we are on the Lord in our lives. We need to trust him, not only for the big things in life, but for the little things as well. Because without him, we can't do anything. He is the only one who has true sight, because he knows the situation we're going through right now, and he knows how it's going to turn out in the future. We do not know that. And so when he leads us in a certain way, we can be assured that it's going to go according to his will, and it's going to work out with a good result. You know, it's really interesting, because back in my younger days, not that I'm old now, but back in my younger days, I used to run road races all over the Bay Area, San Francisco, San Carlos, Napa, all over we had races. And there were many of them in San Francisco. And along the way, I met a gentleman, and his name was Harry Cardellos, and he was blind. And that always amazed me, and I think I appreciate it now even more than I did then, because I was in my early and middle teens then. But he would run these races, and he would run with a partner, like a sighted partner, and he would run where his arm is touching the other arm of the person he was running with. And they ran many races and did very well. They beat many people that had sight and everything. It was incredible. And it just reminds us and makes us appreciate the fact that God has a plan for you and I. He has a purpose in everything. And even though we can't see it at times, we know that it's always going to work out according to his will. And he wants us to trust in him and rely on him every day. The title of our message today is Reliance on the Lord. The word reliance is an interesting word. It simply means dependence or trust in someone or something. Now, people trust in many different things nowadays, but the only reliable person that we can trust in our lives is the Lord Jesus Christ. Not your favorite politician, not your favorite athlete or actor or actress. No, these people will let us down. The best of them will let us down, but the Lord will never let us down. With him, there's no disappointment. He always comes through for us. One of my favorite verses in all the Bible is Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. We know it, we've memorized it, we've studied it many times, we've had messages on it, but just listen to these words. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. So often in life, we feel like we know it all. We feel like we've been down that road before. We can handle it ourselves. We can do it. It's in our area of expertise or knowledge or skill. But when it comes right down to it, we need to trust and rely on the Lord 100% all the time, because he is so good to us. Three things we're going to look at this morning there very briefly, and they're simple points. God knows, God cares, and God works. The reason we can trust him, the reason we can rely on him, is because he knows all about it. Number two, the reason why we can trust and rely on him is because he cares for us and he loves us. And third, we can trust in the Lord because he has the outcome already. He knows about it. He's going to work it out for the good. He's going to make it happen in our lives. So we're so thankful. So our first point today is God knows. It was interesting, the other day they said, the teenagers, they know it all already, right? You don't have to teach them because they already have all the answers. They don't need their parents or anybody else. It must be a certain thing about teenagers that they have been given this special knowledge, right? No, we know it's true because we've grown up ourselves and saw what happened. We had a lot to learn. I still have a lot to learn from the Word of God and through what he puts me through every day and what he allows in my life. I'm still learning. I'm still growing. And I still don't know it all. But he does. He does. In Job chapter 23 and verse 10, it says, "The Lord knows the way I take. When he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold." Job did not have the benefit of the book of Job at the time of knowing what was going on behind the scenes, that Satan was behind it. And he got God's permission to buffet Job and test him and put him through some very difficult trials. And yet he could say, he knows the way that I take, and when he has tested me, I shall come forth as gold. This is why Job is such an honored man in all of Scripture, is because of his faith and because of his endurance and patience that he had. I came across a quote, and this quote comes from the year 42 BC. Now, that was a long time ago, folks. That was a long time ago. I think it's the oldest quote I've ever quoted in any of my messages over the years. It was by a man named Publius. His first name is Publius. His last name is Syrus with an S, S-Y-R-U-S. He said this, "Anyone can hold the helm when the sea is calm." Isn't that beautiful? Anyone can hold the helm when the sea is calm. Now, it's easy to be a captain of a ship when things are smooth and going well, but how about when you hit an iceberg like they did in the Titanic? How about when you have stormy seas and things that are happening like that? You need a captain who's experienced and who can get you through. The Lord Jesus can get us through any and every situation if we just put our trust and reliance in him. It's humbling, and yet it's reassuring to know that he is in control. I read a devotion by Charles Stanley the other day, and actually a couple months ago, and it stuck with me so much. He said, the title of it was, "Let God Handle It." Let God handle it. So many times we want to put our hands on it, we want to get involved, we think we can do it, and then it falls apart and doesn't work. But when we let God handle it, He'll bring about his plan and purpose, and it'll work out exactly the way it should. And so may the Lord encourage us to put our full trust and reliance upon him every single day. We have to choose to rely on the Lord and not on ourselves. I was talking to Alan about this the other day, and I was sharing with him, and I was telling him how I was speaking on this subject, and I was saying that so many times we need to trust the Lord in the big things, and we need to trust him in the little things. And he and I were talking about sometimes you go out, and like Adel and I, we went to the farmer's market yesterday, and it gets very crowded there in Danville. And so I prayed before we went that we would find a parking spot, and the Lord provided this parking spot. Does he care about parking spots? Yes, he does. Why? Because he cares about us. Whatever is important to us is important to him. And he wants to be involved with us in every area, from the little things to the big things, so that we can trust in him and rely on him. Psalm 103 and verse 14 says, "For he knows our frame, he remembers that we are dust." That's where we came from. We came from dust. He created us. He made us the way we are. And he wants us to trust in him and to do it every single day. I don't know about you, but I think my favorite president was President Lincoln. I mean, I think he's probably the favorite president of many Americans if you took a poll of it. I mean, I like Washington and Lincoln and Reagan and different ones, but my very favorite is Lincoln, because Lincoln was a believer, and he went through the hardest time in the whole history of the nation, a civil war that lasted from 1861 through 1865. Many men on both sides died. Brother fought against brother, and uncle against nephew, and it was a really rough time. And President Lincoln said this, "Nevertheless, amid the greatest difficulties of my administration, when I could not see any resort, I would place my whole reliance on God, knowing that it would all go well and he would decide for the right." At certain times in the Civil War, I studied the Civil War quite a bit in school. It was one of my favorite subjects, was history, U.S. history, and the Civil War in particular. And it didn't look good for the Union in the beginning. And he couldn't find generals to fill the void, and finally they did, and they won the war. But it was won on people's knees. It was won because they trusted in the Lord. So that's our first point today. God knows. He knows what you're going through this morning. I don't know. He knows. He knows. It might be a work situation, a home situation. It may be a health concern. I mean, I was so sad when I heard what happened with Debbie today, but the Lord's going to be with her. She's trusting in him. She was, when she called us this morning, Jan and I prayed right away for her there in the kitchen. We got the call. And Jan was very reassuring to her, very reassuring. "Debbie, it's going to be all right." And we know that she's in the Lord's hands. She's trusting in the Lord. She's his child. So our second point today is, not only does God know, but God cares. He cares about everything. He cares for us, spirit, soul, and body. Even though the world puts the emphasis the other way around, body, soul, and spirit, the scriptural term is the spirit comes first, the spirit, the soul, and the body. And he cares for us. In 1 Thessalonians 5, 22, 3 and 24, it says, "Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful. Also, he will do it." Who will also do it? Yes, he is faithful. He has proven himself faithful to me through the years. When I went in this week to have my procedure done, I was trusting the Lord, and I was so happy. I said, "I'm going to go in and have this procedure done. I don't have to worry about any pain, because they're going to put me under, and I'm going to wake up, and it'll all be over with." guess what? The doctor says, you know, we're not going to put you under. Because if we put you under, we're not going to get as good a readings on your heart and your the pressures and everything. So we're going to give you some numbing and everything. And I said, okay, Lord, all right. So I had to put my trust in him, and I did, and I prayed about it. And then they brought me in, and they put me, I was on this gurney there, and they had me there in the room. They're doing this procedure. And I had such peace. Now, I know that you were all praying for me. And all the people that read my devotionals every day, they're praying for me. And I was so thankful, and I had such peace, and I laid there with my eyes closed and thanked the Lord. And it was just, it turned out to be so good. And of course, once they finished with me, they gave me lunch. And Ed Broom said, he said, that's typical of you, Dean. food. Well, yes, I was hungry. I hadn't had a chance to eat. They didn't have me eat anything after midnight. Of course, I have my snack at night, so that kind of helps. But still, I was hungry, so they said, do you want a chicken salad sandwich or do you want a turkey sandwich? I said, well, I'll have the turkey sandwich. So they brought it to me. I said, you have any pudding to go with it? Whenever I go to the hospital, they serve me these meals. I don't know if you've been to the hospital. They're very small. They might seem big to you, but they're always really small to me. But I'm very thankful that the Lord took care of me, and I was able to come home early because I didn't have to wait for the anesthesia to wear off. So the Lord turned it out to be a blessing because I trusted in him. 1 Peter 5 and 7 is a favorite of many of us here in this congregation. It says, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. I love that because whatever your cares are, he cares for you more. And that is the blessing of it. There was a hymn that was written that we sing sometimes here at church, and the title of this hymn is God Will Take Care of You. So I was looking at this hymn and who wrote it, and the words are so beautiful, and I'm going to read these words to you. The words say this, be not dismayed whate'er betide, God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide, God will take care of you. Through days of toil, when your heart doth fail, God will take care of you. When dangers fierce your path assail, God will take care of you. All you may need, he will provide, God will take care of you. Nothing you ask will be denied. God will take care of you. And then the fourth verse says, no matter what may be the test, God will take care of you. Lean, weary one upon his breast, God will take care of you. And the chorus says, God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. And I looked at that hymn, and the writer of this hymn is Sevilla Martin. And she wrote the music, and the words, she wrote the words, and her husband wrote the music, William Stillman Martin. And William Stillman Martin was a famous evangelist who preached the gospel and won souls to Christ. And one day in 1904, Dr. Martin was to go and speak at a church and to give the gospel. Well, Mrs. Martin got sick, and she couldn't go. And he considered canceling the speaking engagement. So their young son came to them, and the young son said to the father, Father, don't you think that if God wants you to preach today, he will take care of mother while you were away? Oh, this touched my heart. I started crying yesterday when I was thinking of it. Returning that evening, after six people got saved, after six gave their lives to Christ, he returned that evening to find his wife feeling much better and writing this hymn, God will take care of you. And then he got down to the piano and he put the tune to it that very same evening, and we have this hymn in our book, God will take care of you. Oh, it's so beautiful, so encouraging. What God can do. So God knows, he cares, and he works on our behalf. Yes, he He tends to interfere in our lives. He tends to intervene in our lives. He tends to get involved in situations where we can't handle it ourselves, and we shouldn't even try because the Lord is so good. Yes, he knows our weaknesses and he knows our strengths. David wrote in Psalm 118 and verse 8, "It is better to trust in the Lord to put confidence in man." And then in verse 19, "It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes." Now, if you're going to put your confidence in anything in this world, I have a sad realization for you. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. Because even if you put your confidence in something you think is so solid, it's not going to happen. Like the economy, for example. The economy, oh, the stock market. Oh, man. You put your trust in that. One day it's up, another day it comes down. And I tend to notice that when it goes down, it never seems to go back up sometimes as much as it went down. Although, they tell us if you study the time of the stock market over the long haul, you'll find it does go up, and you see the numbers, it does go up, but it sure hurts when you look at your portfolio on a day where the market was down 400 points, 600 points. I look at it and I say, I lost a lot of money today on that because of that. The next day, it comes back up, maybe, and then you gain, but it's amazing. I noticed a book back in the sound room the other day, and it's called, by Ruth Belgram, Prodigals and Those Who Love Them. And Ruth Belgram, of course, is the wife, right, of Billy Graham. And so she wrote this book, and she said this, "Duties are ours, events are God's." When our faith goes to meddle with events and to hold account upon God's providence and begins to say, "How will you do this or that?" we lose ground. We have nothing to do there. Our part is to let the Almighty exercise his own office and steer his own helm. There's nothing left for us but to see how we may be approved of him and how we roll the weight of our weak souls upon him who is God, omnipotent. And when we thus assay miscarrieth, it shall neither be our sin nor our cross. Yes, the Lord is good. Psalm 73 and verse 28 says, "But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord that I may declare all your works." Question I'd like you to ask yourself today. I won't ask you to raise your hand or say it out loud, but whom do you trust? Who do you rely upon? Who do you count on to be there for you? The Lord will always be there for you. He's with you. He lives inside of you. He's there to pray for you every day and take care of us. I read an interesting story of a pilot who was experiencing difficulties landing his plane because of the fog. And we know in the Bay Area here, there's a lot of fog, just like there is in London and different places. And when it's really foggy, you can't see. So they had to have the pilot rely on radar to bring him in. And so that's what they did. Well, as they were giving him instructions from the ground, he suddenly remembered that in the middle of the runway, there was a pole. And so he started to panic and thinks, what are we going to do? There's a pole there. The reply came back. And Jim Sisko would love this because he was an air traffic controller. The reply came back bluntly. "You obey the instructions, we'll take care of the obstructions." I love that because we leave everything in his hands and under his control, and he'll take care of the obstructions. He'll take care of the opposition. He'll take care of all the difficulties, and he'll get us through it. And so, of course, the pilot flew in, and he landed safely, and everything was fine. But when you start to worry, That's when you get into trouble, because we think we know better than the Lord, and we don't. So to sum up today, there's three things we should remember. Number one, that He knows everything. He knows everything. The past, the present, the future. He has it all under His control, and He wants us to realize that He knows it, and that He is the only one that we can really rely on. Secondly, let's remember that God cares for us. He loves us so much. He's going to bring us through it, just like this pilot coming in, just like the skiers that were blind, that were skiing. These things are tremendous, and we can be thankful for it. And then we also can be aware that God works. When man fails, God works. When medical science fails, God works. When the economy fails, God works. He loves us. He says, just trust me. Just rely on me, and I will take care of it. I will handle it for you. And that is a blessing. I found a poem, and I'll close with this before we pray. It says, trust Him when dark doubts assail you. Trust Him when your strength is small. Trust Him when to simply trust Him seems the hardest thing of all. Trust Him, He is ever faithful. Trust Him, for His will is best. Trust Him, for the heart of Jesus is the only place of rest. If you want to have rest in your soul, if you want to have peace, if you want to have comfort, put all your reliance on the Lord and don't look back. Trust Him, He'll carry you through each and every time. And if you're here today and you have never trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you've thought about it, you've maybe thought, maybe in the future, you're not sure, today is the day to put your trust in the Lord, to accept Him as your Lord and Savior. He's the one who can save you. And when He saves you, He assures you that your sins are forgiven, you have a home in heaven, and you'll be with Him forever. And all we have to do is come before Him, ask Him to forgive us, repent of our sins, and say, Lord, I believe in You. I trust in You. I believe that You died for me on the cross to bring me new life. And when you do that, you'll never regret it. You'll be so encouraged, so happy, so joyful that you'll be walking and leaping and praising God when you trust in the Lord. Shall we just close in a word of prayer? Our Heavenly Father, today we thank You for each person in the audience. We thank You for each person online. We pray, Lord, that You will help us. Help me, Lord, to rely on You every day, to not think I can handle it, not think I can do it. I need Your help, Lord, on the small things, on the bigger things, on everything. And Lord, just help each one of us just to take comfort that You know, You care, and You work for us. And we thank You that You are the great God, and You love us so much. And we just thank You now and pray You'll take us home safely. And we pray for this week, for the practice session, for the choirs, and then for the program next week, the God and Country Day, and all the activities and programs we have to come. And we just commit ourselves to You and thank You in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen.